A cold wind swept through the window. The purple light of the setting sun filled the treehouse. Jack and Annie wore scratchy wool pants, shirts, hats, scarves, and gloves, and leather shoes. Jack's pack had turned into a leather bag. When he opened it, he saw the scroll and the blue bottle inside, along with his notebook and pencil and the emerald rose.
"So these are the Swiss Alps?"
said Annie, shivering and looking out the window.
"Pretty, but cold."
Jack looked out with her. The treehouse was nestled between gray boulders on a mountain slope. Snowy peaks loomed overhead. Below the peaks was the snow-covered pass they had seen in the picture. Smoke rose from a tall building. "This must be the Great St. Bernard Pass," said Jack. He picked up their book and turned to the page with a bookmark and read, "The Great St. Bernard Pass is an ancient road between the two highest peaks of the Alps. For thousands of years, it was the only route between Switzerland and Italy. The pass was named for Bernard of Menthon, who built a monastery there in the 11th century. For hundreds of years, the monks at this Swiss monastery have welcomed cold and weary travelers who are crossing the pass."
"So that building must be the monastery," said Jack.
"Great," said Annie. "We can start our mission by going there."
"Okay," said Jack, "but I don't get it. To save Penny, we have to find a white and yellow flower, and we have to live its meaning, if only for an hour, whatever that means."
"We'll figure it out," said Annie.
"Let's hope," said Jack. "But where do we find flowers here?"
Jack and Annie looked out at the treeless landscape of ice, snow, and rock.
"Well, there must be flowers somewhere," said Annie.
"I don't know," said Jack. "Maybe Teddy and Kathleen made a mistake and sent us to the wrong place."
"They've never made a mistake before," said Annie.
"Excuse me, Teddy didn't make a mistake turning Penny into stone," said Jack.
"Okay, good point," said Annie.
"But let's head to the monastery before it gets dark. We can ask about flowers there."
"But what if," started Jack.
"Stop worrying," interrupted Annie. "Our book says the monks welcome cold, weary travelers. I'm cold, and your questions are making me weary. Come on."
She climbed out the window into the snow.
"Funny," said Jack, but he was ready to find shelter too. His face was freezing.
He packed up their book and slung the leather bag over his shoulder, then followed Annie out the treehouse window. Jack's feet crunched down onto the icy snow. As the sun went down behind the peaks, deep purple shadows climbed over the tall mountains. The monastery in the hollow below was completely hidden in darkness.
"We have to hurry," said Annie.
"No, we have to move slowly down the slope so we don't slide," said Jack.
"Well, then let's move slowly quickly," said Annie.
Jack and Annie started down the slope. As they carefully put one foot in front of the other, a strange sound came from above. Whoomp!
"What was that?"
said Jack, looking around. Next came a low rumble, like thunder.
"What's that?" said Annie.
Then came a noise like the sound of glass breaking.
"Whoa!"
cried Jack.
Directly above them on the mountain, big blocks of snow were breaking into smaller chunks and sliding down the slope.
"Grab my hand," shouted Jack.
He reached for Annie and she gripped his hand.
Suddenly, snow was moving all around them. Even the snow beneath them was sliding. A block of icy snow slammed into Jack, knocking him away from Annie.
"Jack!" Annie cried.
Another chunk of snow knocked Jack off his feet and sent him tumbling headfirst down the slope. Jack kept falling downhill until a wall of frozen snow stopped him. He tried to stand, but a giant wave of soft, powdery snow blew over him, burying him completely.